Lift Him Up, August 25. By beholding, we become changed. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Through the merits of Christ, through His righteousness, which by faith is imputed unto us, we are to attain to the perfection of Christian character. Our daily and hourly work is set forth in the words of the Apostle, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. While doing this, our minds become clearer and our faith stronger, and our hope is confirmed. We are so engrossed with the view of His purity and loveliness, and the sacrifice He has made to bring us into agreement with God, that we have no disposition to speak of doubts and discouragements. The manifestation of God's love, His mercy, and His goodness, and the work of the Holy Spirit upon the heart to enlighten and renew it, place us, through faith, in so close connection with Christ that, having a clear conception of His character, we are able to discern the masterly deceptions of Satan. Looking unto Jesus and trusting in His merits, we appropriate the blessings of light, of peace, of joy in the Holy Ghost. And in view of the great things which Christ has done for us, we are ready to exclaim, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Brethren and sisters, it is by beholding that we become changed. By dwelling upon the love of God and our Savior, by contemplating the perfection of the divine character and claiming the righteousness of Christ as ours by faith, we are to be transformed into the same image. Then let us not gather together all the unpleasant pictures, the iniquities and corruptions and disappointments, the evidences of Satan's power, to hang in the halls of our memory. There are, thank God, brighter and more cheering pictures which the Lord has presented to us. Let us group together the blessed assurances of His love as precious treasures, that we may look upon them continually. The Son of God, leaving His Father's throne, clothing His divinity with humanity, that He might rescue man from the power of Satan, His triumph in our behalf, opening heaven to man, revealing to human vision the presence chamber where Deity unveils His glory, the fallen race uplifted from the pit of ruin into which sin had plunged them, and brought again into connection with the infinite God, and, having endured the divine test through faith in our Redeemer, clothed in the righteousness of Christ and exalted to His throne. These are the pictures with which God bids us gladden the chambers of the soul. And while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, we shall prove it true that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.